These are just a few things for which payment is long overdue. And the person I owe them to worked really, really hard and for very, very cheap. She managed by simply doing without and so many nights without sleep. My IOUs add up to more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing of all, and I know this is true, she'd mark my entire bill paid in full for just four little words. Mom, I love you.
Happy Mother's Day and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope West in Eugene, Oregon. Many of us have fond memories of our mothers that come to mind when we think about them. But one thing we fail to recognize is that for each memory we have, there were 1,000 other things she did for us behind the scenes that totally went unnoticed. Today, Pastor Wayne has a message for moms entitled, Hidden Service.
We're going to be talking about hidden service and how God does that in such a way that we may never see. And sometimes we may never notice. But today we want to on this Mother's Day. But first, let me share with you a fun story. There's a couple that was both turning 60 years old at the same time. And because it was Mother's Day and Father's Day was just close behind, they thought they should just take a trip. But because they didn't have a lot of money, they just rented a humble cabin near a lake nearby where their town was and just spend a couple of days there. So they're walking along the lakeside when the husband sees in the dirt a partially uncovered brass something, and as he pulls it out, it's an ancient lamp. Well, he starts uncovering it and dusting it off when whoosh, this genie comes out. It's a Christian genie, and and the genie says, well, happy birthday to both of you, your 60th birthday. And she said, I will give each of you one wish each. Well, the lady says, well, this is just so exciting. She said, you know, on this, our birthday, we wish we could go somewhere, you know, even lovelier than this, but we just didn't have the money. Here's my wish. I wish we were in Waikiki Beach in Hawaii. All of a sudden, poof, they're on Waikiki. Ooh, she's jumping up and down. This is so exciting. Wow, our wish has come true. And the genie says, okay, sir, now you have one wish. Well, he's looking around all these bikini-laden women laying on the beach. And so the genie said, excuse me, sir, your wish. And he looked at the people on the beach and ooh, and he looked at his wife. Ooh, and he thought, you know, he said, I wish I were married to a woman 30 years younger. The genie said, okay, poof. He was 90 years old. So you better be careful what you wish for on Mother's Day. Well, today the scene opens at another lake, another inland lake, the most popular lake in the land of Israel. It's a lake called Gennesaret, or more commonly known to us as the Sea of Galilee. It was after the resurrection. The disciples hadn't heard from Jesus for a while. He'd only appeared to them twice and then like a span of nothing. So they figured that that favored season, that era of them walking with Jesus and all the miracles, it was over. So Peter turns to his friends, the other disciples, and says, let's go back fishing. Let's go and do what we used to do. It's over. Well, they jump in a boat and head out into this lake. Now, it must have caught the attention of the risen Lord, because that wasn't the path that God had assigned to Simon Peter and the disciples after the resurrection, that it was over, just go back to fishing. No, no, no. So God is about to intervene. And what I want to share with you is something I have never seen before that illustrates the power of hidden service. It's something that mothers do every day without even knowing it. But first, let's take a look at the ways of God. Now, the disciples had fished all night long, and they caught zip. They're completely zeroed out, no fish. Early in the morning, in the dawn light, they see someone that strangely resembles the Lord, but they weren't quite sure. And he calls out and says, have you caught anything? And they said, no, throw your net on the other side of the boat. And they thought, the other side of the boat, same lake. Throw it on the other side of the boat and you'll catch fish. They must have thought, well, why not? We've been trying this all night. So they throw the net on the other side of the boat. And a draft of fish, I mean, just jump into the net. So much that they could barely bring it in. And then one of the disciples, called John the Beloved, it's called the disciple whom Jesus loved. That's why he's called John the Beloved in the scriptures. He said, Peter, I think it's Jesus. And now the scene unfolds. We'll bring the scripture up on the board and you can read it as I read it to you. It says this, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord. And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it's the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. Now, usually when I jump into the water, I take stuff off. Peter's putting something on. So that tells me that he probably was fishing boldly. And so the other disciples followed in the boat, towing a net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. So now Peter is swimming towards the Lord, swimming. So it's a 100-yard freestyle. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. Now, I want you to read this next one with me because we're going to camp on this one for a little while. Are you ready? Go. And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Continue, and it says, Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? For they knew it was the Lord. So Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with fish. Now, this was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Now, what follows is one of the most famous conversations in the whole New Testament when he says to Peter, who denied Jesus three times, if you recall, he then around the fire says, do you love me more than these? And he pointed to the fish. Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. Then feed my lambs. Don't go back fishing. He intervenes. Don't go back fishing. Do you love me more than fish? Yes, Lord. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Three times he asks. Well, we're going to save that for another time, but I want you to focus with me on something that I didn't even see, and I bet you did never see. I've read this so many times, but John 21, verse 9, it says, when they landed, they saw a fire with burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. I thought, wait a minute. This has never been talked about. Jesus is a resurrected Lord. And now he's there with a fire burning, with fish cooking and bread. How do you think all of that got there? Maybe Uber Eats or DoorDash delivered it, you think? Or maybe it's the leftovers from somebody else's picnic. Maybe he had a catering company. No, you think about it. Jesus, while they were going the wrong way, Jesus was working behind the scenes to set up a scene that would change Peter's life. It would be a defining moment. Hidden service. I mean, think about that. The Spirit of God was moving. I was thinking, how is he doing this? He must have, in his resurrected state, stopped by a fishing market. Excuse me, I'd like to buy some fish and bread and charcoal briquettes. And I could see the guy behind the counter going, yeah, okay, how many loaves of bread? 12. 12, okay, what about fish? Yeah, about 12. Huh, okay. Yeah, and putting it in. And he says, you look strangely familiar. And Jesus probably said, yeah, but I was in a different state. Yeah, maybe it was Syria, Damascus. I can't remember, but yeah. That'll be 15 shekels. Jesus hands him a denarius. Big. Oh, let me see if I've got change for this. Oh, no, keep it. No, that's too much. No. You really look familiar. Now, why all of this fish and bread? That's a lot for one breakfast. And he's cranking, putting stuff together. And Jesus says, it's for the disciples. Oh, disciples. I knew it. It's, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Think about it. Jesus went shopping to set this scene that would be a defining moment in Peter's life. I thought, you know what? God is working behind the scenes again and again for your advantage and mine, especially when we're going off track. All of heaven goes into motion and begins working. See, what we do not see makes possible for what we do see. In fact, it says in John 5:17, and would you read it with me as it comes up on the screen? It says this, go. My Father is always working, and so am I. They're always working. God's always at work. I mean, think about it. He who created the stars and the orbit of all the planets and the sun and the moon, he's working behind the scenes when we're asleep so that everything is okay for us. Think about that. We don't even recognize it. We think God's invisible. He's not even around. We don't believe in him. It's like, do you know how much he's at work? I'm so grateful for the Trinity. I bet the Holy Spirit's talking to the Father on your behalf all the time. Oh no, there goes Chris Kyriakos. You better send more angels, Father. Oh man, yeah, he's going back fishing. Call the angels. We need to triple the security detail on him today. Why? He's going back fishing. He's going to drown. No way, the angels come. Hey, this is the third time this week, Lord, that you've called us for that one, same guy. Yes, do we get overtime? You know, just think of all that God's moving for our advantage. Oh, sure, we could reject it. We could violate it. We just say, forget it. I'm not going to do that. Sure, but just think of how much God is doing. And we never see him. We never acknowledge him. But he's working behind the scenes. I mean, starting way back in the Old Testament, we take a look at Abraham and Sarah without children. Yet God is promising that you're going to be the father of many nations. He's going, oh, I don't have a kid. I'm 99 years old. I am like roadkill by now. But God was working behind the scenes. And then Joseph. Joseph is betrayed by his brothers, left for dead. And when he didn't die, they sold him as a slave into Egypt. That's it. We're done. No, God was working behind the scenes, scurrying around, moving things into place. And even when people would go and violate things and do dastardly things, then yet God would still move stones around and move things around to bring it into place. God was working behind the scenes. And when Pharaoh tried to annihilate the Israelites by killing off all the Jewish newborns, God was still working behind the scenes. And people, listen, we still serve the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's still working behind the scenes. Are you glad for that? In fact, the scripture says this in the New Testament, in Philippians chapter 2. It says, for it is God who is at work within you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. God is working in you and in me. Because what we do not see makes possible what we do. It's the power of hidden service. It's the highest form of service. And it's like God left us an example to follow in his steps. You know why? Because six times, right in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord talks about hidden service that we get to do. Because he knew that for us, the balance of our soul takes place when we do something in secret. Because most of the times we do it in public. We want our name in lights. We want everyone to recognize us. We want our name on the marquee. It's a big self-promotion thing that's happening even in social media. But the Lord is saying, to balance the humility of your soul, do something in secret where only I can see, until it becomes good enough, because you're doing it for an audience of one. And when you catch that, your soul balances. You see, even in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says this, give in secret, and your heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. He continues and says, pray in secret, and your Father who sees in secret, which means tells me that Father is looking for secret service or hidden service, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And he even says, fast in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The highest form of serving is that part which only God sees. And he marks that as the highest form of serving. I recall a lady, it was in a concert, and the orchestra was playing. It was a fabulous concert, and they played their final number. And so people were clapping because it was the final number. And these two theater ushers, dressed in the theater usher clothes because they were employed by the theater, they were clapping the loudest of anybody. They were like going crazy. And they would stand up and look at others like, let's give them a standing ovation. And this lady stood up and she thought, man, we enjoyed it. It was good. But man, these two ushers, they really enjoyed it. This is amazing. She thought, what wonderful fans that orchestra has in these two theater ushers, until she overheard one saying to another, clap louder, get them to stand up, because if they stand up, the orchestra will play an encore, and if they play an encore, we get overtime. Sometimes, you know, we need to be noticed, but sometimes people do the nicest things for the worstest reasons. Matthew tells us, beware of practicing your righteousness before men in order to be seen by them. Otherwise, you'll have no reward from your Father who is in heaven, because my Father sees in secret. So he watches for those that are willing to balance their souls by just hidden service. I remember once that we were renting this high school for our services in Hawaii. It's called Farrington High School. And we had cleanup days once in a while. And so it was on a Saturday. It was cleanup day. We were going to pick up rubbish. And this campus was riddled with rubbish. So it was in a poorer part of the city. So we thought, we're just going to help pick up rubbish. So we all had this big plastic bag. And we were picking up rubbish. And the principal happened to be in her office on that Saturday. It was in a second story area right overlooking this courtyard. So I thought, you know, she needs to know how humble we are, that we're helping this school. So I need to pick up rubbish in the courtyard right where she can see me, at least witness, you know, that we're helping. And so I went there and I was picking up rubbish. And every once in a while I'd glance, you know, her way. I thought maybe I'll give her the book I wrote on humility and how I arrived there. And so I'm picking up rubbish. And it was like the Lord said, go pick up rubbish where nobody sees you. And I thought, no way, because no one will see me. He said, go pick up rubbish along the road. I thought, no way. And it's like the Lord said, why? I said, because they'll think I'm like on the sheriff's detention squad. I'm doing community service. I'm a criminal. I could see mothers stopping their car, pointing to their kids. You're going to turn out like that man if you don't listen to me. See him? And just then I understood the Lord was saying, hidden service is what I'm asking you to do, because you need to balance your soul. And I was thinking about moms, how much hidden service they give. A quality that mothers live every day, and especially on this Mother's Day, I thought, we need to recognize. Our mother shielded us from danger in our early years when we didn't even know we were in danger. And think about it. She gave us birth. And my mother especially, when I was born, I was 10 pounds, 6 ounces. So when I was born and came out, she said to the doctor, don't you slap him. I want to slap him. Our mothers fed us, clothed us, dried our tears when we were hurt. Our mothers held our hand when we were nervous and gave us a push when it was time for us to grow in some way. Even when we had no idea, these servants, our mothers, stood behind us. And they worked behind the scenes with no desire for reward. I think they're God's greatest gifts. They worked when we had no idea, and they did it for free. As a matter of fact, they actually paid for the opportunity to give us life. There were many things they might have wanted to do for themselves, but They didn't, because they wanted to do it for us. And they were happy to do it. And our success and happiness in life was their goal. And the only thing they asked was a little bit of appreciation once in a while. And that would be their reward. How grateful we are for our moms. So today I want to thank three groups, unabashedly and unashamedly. Number one, I wanted to say thank you to the servants who serve here at New Hope West for all of their hidden service. They're out there parking cars, picking up rubbish, cleaning bathrooms, and no one ever notices. They're invisible, but to them it's not an affliction at all. It's a privilege. Can you say thank you to all of our servants that make all of this happen? And the second is a group of three that I want to say thank you to: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because they're always conferring with one another. How can we help so-and-so? How can we help this person? Lord, we need more angels for the students. They're wanting to go back fishing. How often God must be working behind the scenes on our behalf. And I'm so thankful to the Lord who never gives up on us. Would you say thank you to the King? But today, and especially today, we want to say thank you to mothers. Mothers who do hidden service instinctively. And without need for any reward, they do it from their hearts. It was Jimmy Dean who made those sausages. He wrote a song that, I guess he was looking through some stuff in his drawer. And in his wallet, his old wallet, he found some IOUs. And he found it to be all owed to the same person, his mother. And so he wrote a song. It was a ballad. And let me read some of the lyrics. It goes like this. Mom, I owe you for so many things. Like night watchman, for instance. Lying awake nights listening for coughs and cries. And I owe you for services like short order cook, chef and baker. I owe you for making sirloin out of hamburger and turkey out of tuna fish and big old strapping boys out of leftovers. And boy, I owe you for cleaning services. The daily scrubbing of my face and ears, all work done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants, for washing and scrubbing, for trying to make sure that I led a spotless life, and for drying the tears of childhood, ironing out the problems of growing up. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles and mumps, bruises and bumps, splinters and spring fever. And I owe you lots for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of the rope, and for healing the pains of my lost puppy love. And one more thing, Mom, and I'll never forget. When there were only two pieces of pie left and there were three hungry boys, you were always the one who decided that you were not really hungry anyhow. These are just a few things for which payment is long overdue. And the person I owe them to worked really, really hard and for very, very cheap. She managed by simply doing without, and so many nights without sleep. My IOUs add up to more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing of all, and I know this is true, she'd mark my entire bill paid in full for just four little words: Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. We're grateful for you. You remind us of Jesus. Would you say thank you to all our moms?
You've been listening to a message entitled Hidden Service by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope West in Eugene, Oregon. In a special tribute to all moms for Mother's Day, Thank you for listening. Now for Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, God bless you and aloha.
Hi, this is Pastor Wayne Cudero. On this Mother's Day, let's take a moment to remember and honor all our wonderful moms. Mom, throughout our lives, you've been a constant strength. You've been a gentle guide. Your love for us is a reflection of God's grace in its purest form. We celebrate you. We thank you. And we honor you on your special day. From our church family to you, Happy Mother's Day.